I'm sick and tired of the same people always asking me if I'm drunk. It's always the blurry ones. This is the perfect pour.
Hey there, welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show! Meow. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer. We're gonna get crazy, man. We're
gonna get beery.
We're gonna get all into the culture, some culture stuff. We're gonna talk about beers. People caught us drinking. Listeners are gonna call us. Gonna give some beers to look out for, maybe some updates and stuff, and other fun stuff, because it's all fun. Beer is fun. Craft being a beer geek is fun. We're just trying to make it as fun as possible. What's more fun than a podcast about it, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
What? That's the question we want
to
know.
We only had a brief drinking session during our tailgate. A Headlands Brewing Company Wolfback Ridge IPA, Headlands being from San Francisco, Marin Headlands to be exact. Sure, a brewery that Paul is aware of. I don't know that they have. They may be a contract brewer because I haven't heard of them having a tap room. But
so you're saying if Paul's never told us about it,
yeah,
it must not be.
It's not real.
It's not real.
Headlands Brew on the social medias. This is super sweet and malty for me. This IPA follows a trail less traveled. Rye malt, mosaic hops, and a specific yeast strain synchronized to produce a West Coast style IPA with a difference. We named it after Marin's Wolfback Ridge Trail, slightly off the beaten path, but worth every step or sip.
Sip.
Kind of tasted sip. Like an old Sherman to me. That's what I got from it. Matt disagrees. He's like, I don't know about that.
You had me at old.
All right. It is just old. I got this at Whole Foods.
Wow.
Then it is old. One of the few new things or things I hadn't thought I had before. Our Whole Foods is just stagnant as
sad face.
It's so stagnant. It's just like at last three times I've gone in there, it's just been like, this is like it was the 3 weeks before I came in here. It's the same freaking thing.
We won't say how many times you've been there in 3 weeks.
Yeah, right. It's like, come on, man. Fire up. I'm
now you got something bored. Now you got something to complain about at the salad bar.
Well, I'm at the salad bar mixing it up with people. Did you see the beer over there?
See that?
See the beer? Did you see the beer over there? It's night lame, huh?
It ain't even current.
All the non-existent people at the olive bar. There's never anyone at the olive bar.
Just you complaining?
Just because it's $11 a pound.
Wow.
But damn it, want that. One of these days, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to screw it.
Yeah. Bonus check day.
Yeah. Overtime. I'm going to work an hour overtime.
To earn
$11. Specifically for the olive bar.
So now what are you going to do like 4 quarter pounds of olives so you get 4 different flavors?
That's interesting. Yeah, how would I do it?
Are you going one?
Have you ever done the olive bar, Matt?
Nope.
Need some olive bar tips here on the Craft Beer Show, The Perfect Pour.
Send us your olive. The olive pour.
The olive pour. And then we had a leftover duplicate, a dupe.
Dupe.
As they say in the baseball card scene, a dupe. I had a dupe. Emergency drinking beer.
Yes, we did. All-purpose blend.
All-purpose blend. Yep. And that's it. That's all the tailgate drinking. Now it's time to open up a new beer. Somebody grab. There's a crowler. It's just sitting there. Just nobody wants to make a move.
Matt's closer.
I don't know, dude. It's close.
It's far too much stuff in my way.
He's trying to use the force to move it closer to me.
Damn it, it's beer. Somebody! Louie, open up this beer for us.
Open it with your tail. Whack it.
Oh, Matt is begrudgingly doing it.
This is what I do all day.
Yeah, he's like, last thing
what's one more?
I love gold!
Yeah, but this one you're not getting paid. paid for. So that's
is that better?
That makes it better.
You should teach Louis to open beer cans with his tail.
Fun. What is this?
Tart mango wheat from Gabe.
Oh, uh-oh.
Wheat. Fruit wheat.
It's pronounced tot.
Tot. It's tot.
It's tot, bro.
It's tot.
Would you cake stand this?
Do you like these tot beers? It's tot.
Middle pool. All
right, it's going around there from right to left of your podcast dial, back to the left of the dial.
Ooh, pizza port coaster. Very nice.
Matt is having it. Nick has one sitting in front of him. I am pouring mine.
I'm letting it breathe a little bit.
All right. Four Noses, Broomfield, Colorado.
I don't think any of those Four Noses smelled this before they crowded it.
It is not tart.
Whoa.
It's super flat.
What is this?
Why is it so flat?
This is weird.
It's definitely mango. It's definitely wheat. Different. But it's not tart.
I get a little bit of tart there. In the very back of it. Back.
Oh, your back palate?
Yeah, man.
Your rear.
Pay attention to the back, okay?
Perhaps if it did have more carbonation, it would be brighter.
If this was a station wagon, the back palate would be the seat facing out the back window.
With the kids looking at you.
Yeah.
In the car behind them. Hey! Turn around!
Only 600 more miles.
So there you go, Four Noses.
Wow.
This beer is the station wagon, the rear seat facing seat of the station wagon.
Yep.
Good enough notes for that. What's going on in the culture? Cuckoo culture!
Nick. Okay, let's start it off with name the one celebrity you would think is least likely to drink craft beer.
I'm really overthinking this.
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
Katy Perry?
That's a pretty good one, actually. But no.
Oh. Who? Who?
How about Oprah?
Oh!
Drinking at Alaskan Ale. Or Alaskan, what is it?
Alaskan Brewing?
Alaskan Brewing.
I think I saw that somewhere.
Yeah.
When she was like up in Alaska, she's like,
was up in Alaska and she said,
I'm going to have a beer!
When in Alaska. Like a win in Rome type situation.
Yeah.
When you're in Alaska, you drink Alaskan. And she had a big old pint of beer.
Wow.
Drinking it
up. Do we know what
she's
what
been
style
very
it was?
Open about her love of bread. So
liquid bread.
Yep.
It's maybe it's Weight Watchers approved.
Did she do we know what it was?
No. But it was light colored, like IPA ish. Maybe Alaskan right. Amber, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a staple.
Flagship.
Yeah. That's an Oprah beer right there.
Yeah, that sounds something you eat if you're not a beer drinker. You give them the amber, which would be a smart move on Alaskan part. Tap room guy. What would you do if Oprah walked into Tioga, Matt?
Yeah.
What beer would you give Oprah? Like, she's like, I don't know. What to just, I just give me a beer. Like, what beer do you think Oprah should have? Tioga.
Probably a stupid Half Dome.
Sure, yeah, Half Dome.
That's Nick, like in the line behind Oprah. He's probably going to get a stupid Half Dome. I'm sorry? Oh, nothing, Oprah!
Oh my gosh, that's
welcome to Fresno!
Welcome to Fresno.
She did come through town kind of recently.
Oh, was this a Yosemite trip?
Yeah, stopped at REI and filmed some stuff in the REI.
Is our REI
she was
famous
with Gail. I think she was with Gail. It was her and Gail were doing like a camping, some sort of thing for the Oprah Network or something.
Whoa.
And they actually filmed stuff in our REI here.
Oops, my clicking is on. Dang, so our REI is famous. I'm going to go shop there now.
Yeah, REI. Is way more famous than your REI. What else, Nick?
Are you fans of the Supernatural?
Sure.
Okay. I have no idea what this show is either, but...
Oh, the show, the Supernatural
show. Or something. So Comic-Con is this week.
Yeah. And
Conan O'Brien is broadcasting from Comic-Con. And so he had two dudes.
Nerds
from Comic-Con. And they're on this show called The Supernatural.
I've never watched it, but I have heard of it.
And so Jensen Ackles is one of the actors in this show. He's starting a brewery called Family Business Beer Company.
Family Business.
And so they did a keg stand with his craft brew.
Keg stand?
Yeah.
I love gold.
I do love gold.
Who did Conan do a keg stand?
No. Well, not on air anyway. Maybe afterward.
He's a tall dude to be doing a keg stand.
Well, the dude that did the kickstand was just as tall as he was. Mm. It was the guy who played Dean from Gilmore Girls, for all you Gilmore Girls fans.
Oh, that guy came through town and stuff, right? Didn't he?
No, that's the Scott guy.
Oh, that's the guy. I didn't watch Gilmore Girls.
That was the Luke's guy.
Oh, okay. But he came through town.
Dean
came through
was town. Which one then?
The girl's boyfriend, Rory's boyfriend.
Oh, unimportant dude. Got
unimportant
it.
Dude. But yeah. He's in the Supernatural too.
Okay.
So if you like Supernatural.
Where is this brewery at?
I think it's Austin, Texas. Where did it go?
Austin. Austin's got a good scene, don't they? Jicks.
The Jicks. Man, what else?
What else is happening? All right.
Are you ready for the drama?
What else is happening?
You guys ready to start some drama?
Yes. We need it, man. Past few weeks has just been standard show. Beer, cheers, goodbye.
Is that us?
That's it.
In a nutshell?
Nutshell. The perfect bar. Yeah, this is a perfect bar. Beer. Ha, ha, ha. Tangent. Oh, cheers, bye.
Ha ha ha, wrong information.
Yeah, ha ha ha, terrible information, unhelpful.
So we have a brewery called Full Circle, right?
Yes, we do. For a long time, actually.
Yeah.
Longer running than Tioga, technically.
Technically. Mm-hmm. So, here's the drama. There's a brewery in San Diego who goes and calls the name Full Circle.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Calls a beer Full Circle?
Yeah.
See, ready? We had a reverse problem.
Fight. Yeah.
We had a brewer that, Black Ops, that was naming their brewery Black Ops, and Brooklyn Brewing said, we have a beer called Black Ops. You can't do that. We might use it again.
Yeah. One of these days.
One of these days.
So I wonder if Full Circle, can you...
What do we do?
See, what do we do here?
Who's the beer authority?
What's our move? What's our move, guys?
Do we tell?
Do we tell?
Or just be like, we just be cool?
Say, hey, Full Circle, look. They got a beer called Full Circle. Yeah. Discuss. Well, there's that whole copyright rule of you have to, you're almost forced to sue. Because if you don't do anything, then people just run all over you. And then you lose your copyright.
Yeah.
So you're like forced to like, all right, I gotta threaten to sue you. So I wonder if Full Circle
cease and desist letter
has to like is required to send like a cease and desist letter, or if you can name a beer after but the same name as a brewery.
Yeah, do you think they'll be cool and be like, whatever, dudes, enjoy it?
Yeah, now yeah, like don't get too crazy with it, but it's cool. I don't know, legal issues. Legalities.
Calling you out, San Diego. We did it first.
Yeah.
For once.
Cool.
For once.
Here we go. Fresno versus San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Take that.
Dun, 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 dun.
We have a new sticker on a wall of fame. Would you like to know where?
I would. Oh, the Perfect Pour has a new sticker somewhere?
Yep.
Oh, do tell.
We have our minions doing work for yes. us. So, there's a place called LCB, Local Craft Beer, out of Tehachapi.
Tehachapi? The southeast of Bakersfield?
Where now on the way on to Vegas? Their Wall of Fame.
Yes!
Thanks to Spooky Mango.
Good job, Spooky.
Just doing the good work.
Nice.
Spreading the word. So, here's my proposal. If you see our sticker and selfie with it, we'll send you a new sticker.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. And that counts for anywhere because our sticker is at Central Coast, Libertine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where else would it be?
Gold.
Is it at Gold?
Gold Scenes. It's on a pole at Gold Scenes.
Yeah, as it should be.
Yeah,
there's three or four at Spokeasy.
Yeah, Spokeasy. They're littered throughout Spokeasy. I wanted to get it up at Monterey or. And Monterey's, the Monterey,
Aquarium?
No. Brewery.
Wharf?
The brewery of Monterey!
Cannery Row?
From Salinas! God damn it!
Peter B's.
You're just going to let me twist down
there? Or dangling. I'm going to let you dangle.
Alvarado Street. Thank you. For not helping.
Thank you, self. Thank you, brain.
The Alvarado Street in the back in the patio, they have the stickers on, I think it's a fridge or something. And I was, but there wasn't a good spot left. I was going to ask them, because I had a couple stickers with me. But there wasn't like a good, like, all the good spots are taken already.
Hey, you need a sticker for that spot right there.
Yeah, well,
I see
I can see your fridge. Maybe I should put a sticker on that.
No, we're good.
Yeah, I didn't want the rejection either, because they're like cool dudes.
Oh, that spot? No, that's taken.
Yeah. Okay, could you put my sticker up? Yeah, sure, guy.
fell in the trash. Sorry.
Whoop! Fell in the trash. I got a thing with picking stuff out of the trash.
It's gone too far.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Can't.
So yeah, back. You want to? If you're gonna do something with the sticker, cool. Let us know. We'll send you one. We have a address. If you look in the show notes, there is an address. You can send a self-addressed stamped envelope if you want a sticker. There are a few left. We got to do a new round of stickers. Maybe we should listeners vote.
He was telling you something there.
Uh-oh.
Who was what now?
Stickers.
Oh,
no, same. We're almost out of that. So we'll be doing a new run at some point here.
Although they're terrible, they are the original stickers. So
yeah, they are the OG. They are off-centered, but that's how you know they're the OG ones.
That's right. And are you ready for actual news?
All right.
This video is 3 minutes, so it counts as a voicemail.
Oh boy, makes it under three. That's fine.
Our favorite Stone Greg weighs in.
Greg, take it away.
Yes, any moment now.
Greg. Hey, Greg. Do we have Greg? We lost Greg. We lost Greg.
Oh, good figures.
Damn it, get him back. Stupid, he's just having his good old time over there in Europe.
He's Berlining.
He's just having that Berlin time.
Well, maybe we'll try again later.
All right, we'll try Greg again later. Maybe he'll wake up.
Maybe he will wake up.
He'll wake up from his stupor. Again, and be ready to talk about stone things.
Here's the gist of it. Blah, blah, blah. Big beer's bad. Blah, blah. Buy more stone.
All right.
Blah, blah. Thanks, Loyo, for sending us the video, even though it won't play.
Stupid technology. I hate it. Well, Matt, what do you have while we wait for Greg to get back on the line?
Steve Fetchheimer.
Good old Steve.
Is now appointed to CEO at New Belgium.
Oh, yes. What's that all about?
The co-founder wanted to step down, and they been doing a search for a new CEO, and they got this guy that was quote-unquote in the industry.
Industry!
Did alcohol for the past 8 years and helped grow a company and all the usual mumbo-jumbo of partnering, relationships, experience, entrepreneuring, merging, the whatever you,
you did all the merging,
yeah,
side hustles,
so
side hustles,
what notsels?
He's an Uber driver,
so yep. He was outside. Yep. I mean,
he does that in the side.
Outside of the company, hired in. So that's about all. I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure you could read more on it, but that's the gist of it.
We'll see if I wonder how susceptible he is to Budweiser talk, to having lunch with Budweiser. AB InBev. They're like, hey, you want to have some lunch? CEO, the CEO.
Oh,
does he dress all in black? Is it like his evil costume? That's the sign right there.
Yep.
Then there was another piece of news I saw.
More news.
I believe Coronado announced today that they are they're partnering or purchasing or something along those lines, but Monkey Paw. So Coronado's
what?
Yeah, they're
Coronado's buying Monkey Paw?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So I know Greg from SD was mentioning that one of the brewers was, or maybe it was Tony Bag. Somebody was mentioning that one of the brewers that they cared about was leaving Monkey Paw, which kind of, in their eyes, left them with an uncertain future.
Remember that
But now show. Coronado is stepping in to lend their hand.
So they're basically doing what Green Flash did with Alpine. Coronado's
that
doing
can be
with,
a way to look at it, yeah.
With them. All right. Well, it's fine. Craft buying craft, indie buying indie. It's fine. We're okay with that. As long as they keep making beer, same beer.
That's the news I have.
All right. That's cool. GABF tickets.
Oh,
they're almost here.
Oh.
Time for GABF. August 2nd for the regular. August 1st if you're like a member of the Brewers Association. August 2nd. If you're just a regular drinking Joe, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Figure that out. No one can figure that out.
Nobody knows Mountain Time.
No one knows what the hell vortex that is. But if you can figure out, ask a friend that knows Mountain Time, so you know what 10 a.m. Mountain is on August 2nd, and you can buy your GABF tickets happening October 5th to the 7th.
Maybe Google knows.
I have date problems. Because that's the weekend of Blade Runner comes out. I'm supposed to be in Phoenix.
What do you do, Michael?
What do you do? And now producer Becky's friends are trying to get us to go to Mexico on that same weekend. And I don't know what's going to happen there yet. But
do they not know it's Blade Runner weekend?
Yeah, I'm like, but Blade Runner.
Are they going to be showing Blade Runner in Mexico?
Yeah. If Trent can go, we'll maybe we can do that. So everyone get ready to the biggest festival we haven't been to. One day we will go to GABF. That's when we'll know we've made it as a beer media geeks.
Beer media geeks.
No, do you know if Tioga's going to have beer at GABF this year?
I don't know if we'll be doing a booth, but I mean, we always submit beers for GABF. Mm,
submit for awards and whatnot.
We used to do, I mean, because you only get two tickets or you only get a couple of tickets. So, you know, there's only so many people that can go, and it's a weird thing. If it was closer, it'd be different, but it's not. So it's just kind of a stretch. It's just like, just give us gold medals and we'll be happy.
Just give us our medals. Frontier Airlines is coming back to town. They're getting more direct flights to Denver, so it's even easier to get there now from Fresno. Just so you know.
Oh, you know.
Oh, you know. So I follow a lot of beer traders on Instagram, and they always do these haul pictures. And they're just like crazy amounts of beer.
Yeah.
Like wall of beer, like 40 beers, 40 cans of stuff. I'm just like, what am I doing wrong that I can't afford to do something? Like they could just like get these hauls and then what happened? Like, are they drinking them? all? Or are they just sharing them all? Or are they trading them?
Probably
like
trading them. Traders.
And they're usually IPAs. Like, you don't see that many stouts. I mean, there are, obviously, but it's just usually just IPA-related beers. So it's like, you're never going to be able to drink those in time. It's
no,
like,
I think stout guys are just selfish. They're like, this is
yeah, they don't like to even take pictures. Like, nope. I'm not. Nope. No. I'm going to tell anyone I got this beer.
Nobody deserves this but me.
Nobody deserves it but me. So I'm just.
This is mine.
I'm just thinking the other day. It just makes. I think I'm doing.
You're not beer trading?
I'm doing it wrong.
You're not beer selfie-ing, right?
No.
What is the secret?
Then what's their secret? Just on a little aside, it's a little bit related because we used to get this beer, Noli, out of Spokane. Favorite Spokane brewer, one of my favorite Northwest brewers, Noli.
Yes.
They're having to pull back their distribution because they're at max capacity as far as brewing.
Uh-oh.
And they've been going, they send a lot of beer into Oregon, and they're basically announced that they're going to stop doing that because they feel like their local clients aren't getting enough beer from them.
So let me guess, they're just about to come to Fresno.
Yeah, probably. They're making their way down. They're like, nope, let's pull it back.
Too far, sorry.
So something you don't see that much is where there's like nothing wrong except for that. They just kind of made the decision like, we just want to keep it around Spokane and just focus on our customers here and not worry about sending more beer into Oregon and stuff. So I just wonder if that could be like a trend where breweries that can't afford to expand are just going to be like, you know, I'm not going to get crazy about distributing our stuff everywhere. You're just going to keep it local and you're going to always know that the beer's going to be fresh wherever it's at.
Keep it tight.
Keep it within
arm's reach. Make sure it's freshies all the time. The freshness.
There's a thing. I know you guys saw it because XL Perro Big Dog put it on our Facebook group. There's a private Perfect Pour Facebook group for Golden Gods.
Oh yeah, there
and
is.
For select few that got in before the paywall went up. He put up a video of this thing called the beer stick.
Oh shit!
And it's like a beer. It's like a a beer funnel, but it's just a tube.
It's like a beer super soaker is more what it's like.
Yeah, it looks like a super soaker, but it's for shooting beer. And the thing that messed me up was so it's like this video. If you go to beerstick.com, if you want to say it, it's like beer as in BIER stick.com. And so it's like this video of guys like doing this beer stick off of girls' asses,
chicks' asses
and girls' chests and then their other friends' chests. And it's just like, yeah, bro, yeah. And it's very bro-y. And it's like, yeah. And all these and girls are doing it off other girls. And then there's one clip of a guy, just one guy by himself, and he's doing it against the wall.
No.
I couldn't stop laughing because it's just this poor dude by himself against a white wall just doing this beer stick.
Even on your own, you too can enjoy beer stick.
All the other shots are just like, woo! Bikinis! Yeah. Girls' chests! Yeah! My best friend! We're downing beers! And there's one sad dude just all, I'm in my house against the wall.
I have a wall.
I have a wall.
The rest of them are spring break.
Yep. All the rest of them are just like, yes, my life is great. I'm doing beer from a stick. And that thing looks crazy because like, they're downing beers in like 2 seconds, like a full beer. And they look like they're not rattled at all. Like it looks like the easiest thing in the world. So,
man.
If you want to start doing that, go ahead. It's there for you.
Cut the camera just short of the beer coming back up as fast as it went down.
Yeah. And they're like, edit.
Cut. And cut.
So, there.
Yeah.
Is some culture. And now, ladies and gentlemen, We have an exclusive world premiere.
Oh, no.
World premiere is coming.
I almost got up to get a beer.
Nope. This from Paul from Fairfax. It's called Skittles Beer.
Oh,
shit. And we're going back to the studio version of Skittles Beer. On the perfect pour.
What happened to the Skittles beer, Scotty B? Time has gone by and I know you're busy driving Uber all around and calling in the show, talking about beer everywhere you go. Just throwing some raisins, I have got a craving. Come on, make it happen, make that Skittles beer, Scotty B.
Nice.
Yeah, that's Paul from Fairfax with Skittles Beer. Yeah,
but he dropped it at the end right there.
Scotty B.
Whatever happened to the Skittles beer?
He made a raisins mention, too, in there. You hear that?
Throw some raisins in.
Yeah, I like that.
Not crazy. Paul is sans craisins.
Yeah, keep it up, Paul. Keep it up. More Paul stuff. We got a lot of good beer to get through this episode, so Nick's going to get on that. And so that's all the email-related things we have this week. So you know what time it is now. You know what time it is, Matt?
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive?
Five five nine four nine two zero five four two is the current voicemail line of the Dorktown Network and the perfect pour. We appreciate you calling us, telling us some cool show-related things, and maybe questions we can mull over on the show, and just general beer funness. I'm just waiting for this new beer. I can't do anything until I have a new beer.
I can't tell what's new at all.
The stuff in the middle, on the top shelf, the cans in the middle.
Those are all new?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll go to me.
Get those cans in the front. Do it. Get those cans in the front.
Move.
He's having problems. The fridge mic isn't on. This is very unfortunate because this would be great stuff.
Can I stay in there?
Oh, here he comes. He made it. There's two new beers.
All right. I'm back.
There you go.
Is this new?
That's new.
Ah, I thought we had these before.
Not that I'm aware of. What is it you're holding?
Man, so these guys, I don't know if you noticed this can. Oh, that's weird. I thought that the sticker was cut out, and you could see the can through the sticker, but that's not the case. Henry Hayes Smith, collab series with Ale Smith and Micheller San Diego IPA.
Open it!
Oh, is that? Okay.
Shit! Never mind me.
Things are going well here on the perfect pour.
Smooth as always.
I love gold!
Top pour.
Oh, man. Nick got top pour. Going around from right to left of your podcast style.
You guys are going to hate
16
this.
16-ounce can.
Don't even try it.
Uh-oh, it's going to haze me.
Haze. Don't haze me, bro.
Henry Hayes Smith. Ale Smith. Micheller SD.
There's almost a minty aroma to it.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Black olives and
getting like green wheat, like weeds or something.
Greeds? Green weeds.
Like new weeds.
Like weed-eated weeds.
There's a lot going on in the nose, and it's just bitter. And it's hazy, which is kind of a disappointment.
Oh, just because it's hazy?
Well, I mean, hazy beers are intended to be juicy and not bitter. And this is bitter and hazy. So.
Okay.
Which, I mean, it doesn't offend me, but style-wise, it's not quote-unquote true.
Does it say the hops? Did I miss that?
Let's see. Killer, bring nope. Absolutely zero description.
Jerks.
I like this, though. It's different, though.
I like it.
It's not traditional haze.
Have a pickle.
Tasting.
I don't know if this is...
It's haze, bro.
All right, voicemails.
Okay.
6-13-17.
Yeah.
Oh, spit it out. It's old. Quick.
Could have made a difference with it. I don't know.
We're all dying.
Hey, guys.
Whoa.
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
So I finally went and got a Hams. And,
oh, Hams report.
Not bad.
Yeah, I did.
Not bad at all. If I had a 12-pack, I'd probably just keep drinking them one after the other. So it's good that I only had one. So here's something. My son just turned 9 the other day, and it occurred to me
drinking.
That I started listening to you guys when he was 5. And that seemed weird. I was like, have I really been listening that long?
Uh-oh.
Have you guys been doing the show for more than 4 years? We all know how many episodes you've had, but that seems like a long time.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Still not
famous.
I thought
that was interesting. So, Mikey, your whole thing about field work and thinking maybe you blew it and all that. And,
yeah.
You know, I saw the interaction.
Trying to get them to come here.
They said they had the weather report, and we'll wait until fall. So here's the thing you got to understand. You guys are from Fresno. You're used to the 105-degree weather, but we Bay Area people, we're scared of the fucking heat. despite the fact that we've had a record number of heat waves.
Snowflakes.
This summer. In fact, we're having one right now.
He's no good boy.
We don't like it. We like it to be foggy and cool. And so, yeah, the field work crew, they see the weather report and they're like, fuck that. Let's wait until November when the weather's perfect.
What is this,
so,
Phoenix?
Yes, don't fret. Don't lose hope. I think that, you know, field work just a bunch of Bay Area sissies. And they want to wait till it's like 65 degrees in the climate that they're comfortable in. So I have faith. Don't worry.
All right.
I sent you guys a revised professional studio version of the song that I did over voicemail. So
we're still waiting
more
for
clear.
It.
Oh!
And that's that. Happy week, y'all, and I will talk to you soon. And, oh, hey, by the way, keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, there it is.
He got it.
He remembered and kept it under 3 minutes.
I like when the guy that made the bumper signals for the bumper.
Hey, play more of me.
Hey, play my bumper. But the thing I took out of that voicemail was...
Hams is great.
So, I want a breakfast house to do hams, ham, and eggs. Hams and ham and eggs. There you go. There's your breakfast idea.
Yes, Matt. Continue.
He said that he saw the exchange that you had with Fieldwork.
Yes, I did a Twitter exchange with Fieldwork on my Fresnan account.
So that means he knows how to navigate social
media. Oh, wow, good pickup there.
He also said he has a son.
Yeah, I already knew that.
But
yes, but he's like, here, kid, do internet things for me.
But he's 9. He shouldn't be on Twitter.
I know,
Probably. Maybe he's creepy.
Ooh,
gone past YouTube now.
Does he have a false?
He has a false. He's been trolling us for years.
He is Chew Your Beer.
Yeah, he is Chew Your Beer. Wait, no, I meant Chew Your Beer.
Or did you?
Oh, wait, did I? I swear, I've seen a picture of them together.
Paul is Chew Your Beer.
He's like, probably...
M. Night Shyamalan on Twist. What a twist.
He's probably on Twitter as Hall Pass. If you get what I did there with his name.
You reversed it?
Whoa.
Paul Haas?
Don't give away the secret. Way to go,
Mike. Wow. This is something that's a good.
He's been there the whole time.
I've been here the whole time.
It's not a secret.
Just saying.
Guys, I'm right here. Literally friended He's all like, of you.
Finally. Acknowledgement. Interesting. No, but field work. Hopefully, they still got that one spot to play. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we can get them, convince them to come down here.
All right.
If not, Modern Times. Start getting Modern. Modern Times still has room. Modern Times, field work. Alvarado Street.
Alvarado.
I don't think they would because we're like a lot of tourist dollars for them, you know?
So then so they like, come here.
But Barrel House opened up in Visalia. And Visalians are big on Central Coast too. So,
still figuring that one out.
I think it's because they're from Hanford.
Yeah, I think
And if from you're from Hanford, you're more connected to Visalia than you are to Fresno. That's my theory on why they opened up in Visalia.
Do you even 198, bro?
Even 198. They share the 198, so they're not as connected. God, it
took the 198.
Lemoore's connected to Fresno. Hanford's connected to Visalia. That's my reason.
I would agree.
And we're well into voicemails as the labs are causing mischief. Oh, my goodness. I'm choosing the wrong thing here. Damn it. How's it going, everyone? Everyone cool? Had a good time? That's good.
What's going down, Perfect Poor Crew?
What's up?
It's your boy Jazz down here in Southern Cal, putting it down. I'm actually down here visiting some family, but also doing a little brewcation. You know how we got to do it.
Nice.
Anyways, big shout out to Evil Circle for coming through. Fontana Jim, a little disappointing you, buddy, but you know, next time. Didn't come through for our, get it bottle share that we had here over at, Ant's place. So, anyways, lots of great brews. Did a little bit of, touring here in, downtown LA. What are some of the spots we checked out? Mumford, District, the Art District,
go check out
just a one. Couple places down
there. Right, Kelly?
Yeah, yeah. Good shit, man. Good so stuff. I picked up some great bottles. I got a great time. Got a suitcase full of beers going back to Portland.
Yeah.
That's how we do. All right, man.
That's going to cost you a
work,
lot.
Yo.
Listen. Thank you. It's going to cost you a lot more if you're going to fly with that suitcase.
Dang.
Full of beer. Don't go over 50 pounds. Next time, get Kelly out there.
Ooh, there you
Fontana Jim won't show up.
She brings the party.
Oh, this one looks like it's cut off. But we'll see hey, what guys! Happens.
Can you hear me? I'm dumpster diving.
That was it. He may have purposely.
Did he fall in? Was that what it
Scotty
was?
Scotty B, are you okay? Scotty B, wait, there's another call.
Hey, guys! Can you hear me?
Diving! Scotty B!
I hope you liked that last voice, though, where I was dumpster diving. That's pretty fun, huh?
That's fun. Why are you underwater?
It's Zach's Brewing. Oh, man, I had a cough. That cough just ruined my whole train of thought. Full voicemail. No, wait. I don't know what I was calling about. So I just got done spending a little time with Fontana Jim.
Ooh.
Not the only one that showed up for this get it.
Yeah.
Even though it was announced. That's okay, though. We had fun. It was fun. And he had his brother-in-law with him. And, you know, I thought it was really cool about his brother-in-law when we were driving from Tioga Sequoia back to Goldstein, and I was commenting on the grocery outlet relative to where the Amtrak station is, and I did this hand gesture thing, because I am like the most hilarious guy in the fucking world.
I know.
And people just
we
don't
know.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate
this guy
it.
Did. I did this hand gesture thing, like hand gesturing to the grocery outlet on one side and then the Amtrak station on the other. And he was laughing. He thought it was funny. Most of the time people are just fucking dead faced when I do my antics and shit. I really like it when somebody appreciates the humor.
I appreciate Skybee's antics.
I mean, I am like, I am so fucking funny. But most of the time, it just goes over people's heads, or, I don't know, or their parents, their smartphone, or, I don't know what their fucking deal is. But anyway, it was great. It was
great.
Fun.
It was great.
Too bad you weren't there. And I'm driving!
Yeah,
B.
Wait, what was the... I don't think I get the joke. He's making a hand gesture at the Amtrak station and a hand gesture at the grocery outlet. They're right next to each other, but... Or across the tracks.
Hmm.
Tour guide?
I didn't get the joke. Yeah, maybe he's doing, maybe, you know, a trail... train crossing guy arms. I don't know. Damn it.
Damn
What's
it.
The joke?
What's the joke, Scotty?
Scotty B. We missed out on the get it. A local get it that we weren't at. We can't make everything, damn it. We got to make this show.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Oh, boy.
I'm driving.
That's fantastic.
Montana Jim, fresh
yeah.
off.
It's too loud.
Get it with Scotty B last night. Didn't see any of you guys.
Huh. Nope. I was there in the back. Why didn't you come back there?
We got to meet a couple knuckleheads. We swung through Tioga Sequoia, but somebody was having a day off, thinking they got a day off and all. Cute little button of a bartender behind the counter, just a
cute
short
button.
Look 412. 412. Anyways, I got cut off last week. Hope I don't get cut off this week. My idea is for boating beers.
All
again,
right.
Going to the same idea as boating beers, kind of like the same as camping beers, which means cans, man. They got to be in cans. They got to be in cans because the cans are lighter, they cool down faster, and when you drop them, you just put it back in the cooler. You don't have to find a broom to sweep up a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My picks
Stupid
for
bottles.
Cans were Day Blazer because it comes in a 15-pack. Watermelon Wheat because it comes in a 15-pack and you can drink that thing in the sun all day long.
Yeah.
And then I had to go with an IPA, something to kind of balance things out. So initially, I was going to go with Founders All Day IPA because, again, that comes in a 15-pack.
I would go
and
with
then
that
I
too.
Thought I'd go Spinal Tap and go one better, and I ended up going with Pinner by Oscar Blues, which comes in a 16-pack.
Okay,
that's right, a 16-pack.
A 16-pack.
Maybe you want to get a 6-pack of special fun for the people in the special club, and I brought me a 6-pack of Ghost Hammer by Stone,
Still
and then Logical
had that.
Choice, that triple IPA collab between A.L. Smith and. That other guy is known as Pizza Port. Sidebar, maybe you go with a mixer pack of beers. 12-pack mixers, good to go to. Our Mother Earth mixer pack. Pizza Port's mixer pack that's all in pint can.
And Mother Earth does look
and
good.
Then the good old folly pack for variety from, again, the New Belgium. Anyways, keep up the good work, guys.
I thought about getting that Mother Earth one. It looks good.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Guys. Matt's getting attacked by insects over there. This was happening during that voicemail. Sorry we missed Fontana Jim coming through town. I just couldn't get out there, damn it.
Yep.
I want to make all the things, but then I can't make all the things. Still voicemail!
Hey guys, it's XL in Buffalo. Hope
Uh-oh. Shit. Whoa, oh, that was cut off super quick. And doesn't look like XL called back, so... Sorry, XL. But XL, send us some beers. We got them. I don't forget it. We might have them one cool enough to make it before the show's over. I think we'll be all right. But look for that later in the show. We're going to have an XL beer. So thank you. What's this one
this
out there...
Starting to sweat.
Starting to sweat, man. I'm noticing some bottle sweat.
In honor of our newly appointed sticker on the wall, I figured we'd have a local craft beer from Tehachapi, brought to us by Ant.
A-N-T.
I love gold!
Double A-N-T.
See, that was a bomber bottle. It's a beer. Boomer. Should have heard that opening. Oh. It's a glugger.
It's a glugger. The haze is real.
Yeah. I've been want. They have that here locally. I know at Fig Tree has these guys. I've been want. I don't think I've had a one from them. So I'm glad we have this.
Whoa. What is that? Pineapple mango? That's straight up fruit juice.
Double dry hop with Simcoe hops. Did you guys see the ABV?
No, did not.
Oh, good. Matt, did you see it?
No.
All right.
Searching database.
So we're going to play the ABV game on this one. Nick, do you have an opinion on the ABV?
5-5, Alex.
Going with 5-5. Matt,
have an opinion.
Did we establish if it was a single?
It doesn't say.
Well, I mean, percentage-wise, there's a cutoff.
Right. Well, now I'm afraid to tell you, but it doesn't say. It might be considered a double in some neck of the woods. I'm going to let Nick reassess his pick there.
I'll stick with mine.
I'm still going to say 6-2.
8-5.
What? So I'd like to reassess mine to 8-5. Please.
Oh, you got it, Nick.
Oh, that's amazing. How about that?
That's why you should preface if it was at least a single or a double.
Yeah. Well,
come on.
ABV's
ABV. I don't want to give you guys any help.
Yeah, we need all the help we can get. 8?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It says 8. Yeah, right. 8-5.
Clean your glasses, Mike.
That's why it smells malty. I can tell you that.
I guess they're doing good on hiding the...
Where did you put the alcohol?
It's like somewhere else in the bottle. The alcohol is like hiding in the side of the bottle.
Tell me your secret. Where'd you put it? Wait, come on.
It doesn't release until the bottom pour.
We're going to have to figure out something, because if you asked me what was my favorite beer of the show, there ain't nothing out here so far.
Having a bad show for Matt.
There's the fridge right over there. Feel free to pick one out.
Yeah, I've given up hope.
I have no.
Wow.
As far as I know, there's no good beers in there.
Oh. More voicemails to the show.
What under the perfect pour? Should you be here? And guess what, eh?
What's up, Chu?
I'm sipping on some Drake IPA, and I blame you guys, eh? You guys talk about Drake so much, and YOLO. Yes. No, you didn't
YOLO?
Say it to me, but I walked the aisle home for Esa Ruka. I saw this and I had to pick one up, man. Put some money in your pocket. You know what I mean, eh? Delicious IPA. I'm actually enjoying it with some pulled pork sandwiches. What a little barbecue sauce, sliced pickles, some little red onion homes, and a dash of coleslaw. Delicious, I say. Anyways, homes, check it out, eh? Just a quick little thing for my 1,000 uniques on Untappd. I'm at 11, homes. I thought I was going to be able to hit it, homes. I bought, like, a lot of beer, homes. But it's hard, I said. When you buy six packs and you drink one, homes, and you, like, really enjoy it, I said, you drink the whole six pack, I said, and that doesn't go towards your uniques. I said, it just cleans that one, homes. So I'm at 11. It's Wednesday. I'm trying to get 9 more in, hopefully, by the end of Wednesday, but that's not going to happen.
That's what she said.
Because this Drake is tasting pretty damn good, and I bought two bombers. Other things, Holmes, just a little thing that I was really upset, Holmes, when I was listening to the past show, Holmes, when you guys popped open a Libertine bottle beer, Holmes, and I got upset, eh, because that beer was called Ville de Wyse, and I was gonna, like boycott Libertine, eh. I was, like, pissed. I'm like, where the fuck does Tyler want to build a wall, eh, and keep, you know, people like me out of the country, homes. But anyways, I did a little research, eh?
What do you mean, people
I
like
checked
him?
Myself before I wrecked myself, eh? And fuck it. Let's build a wall in Canada, Holmes. Saw the bottle label. Tyler, you're cool. I saw a couple videos. I think Tyler looks like fucking Tony Bags, eh? Other than that, Holmes, fuck it. Build that wall, Holmes. what else? Another quick thing.
It was Tyler, not, it's not a, Liberty, it is a making Liberty, fun of
four
Trump.
Four Brewers had all, not, some of your beers. They had an episode. It's the most recent one that just passed this Monday. So if you want to listen to what they said, they kind of didn't really, I don't know. I don't think they're really good brewers. So.
Oh, is he talking four
I
brewers?
I love Libertine. Sour beers are good.
I love
Other than
gold.
That, I'll call you back. Matt had a couple delicious ambers. You probably had them. Carl Strauss Colombian Street Amber off the chain. It's not even an amber beer. That shit was gold, but it was delicious. I had a Smog City Sabertooth Squirrel. Delicious. If you want these, let me know. Say it on the show, and I'll send them to you. If you guys have anything from Smog City, let me know. If not, I'll send you like Amarilla Gorilla, Sabertooth Squirrel, and
we get those guys. We get Smog City, all the basic Smog City beers. And he hit the 3-minute mark.
Dang.
We haven't had that in a while. Somebody got legitimately cut off for the 3 minutes. thank you, Chew, but he's going to call back here. Don't worry. We got a new beer to deal with here. This is a big one.
This is a good beer.
Oh, finally, we got one from Matt here. This one's called Universal Secret IPA. It's from Bergen Beer Company. I've heard these guys on, I believe, both 3B Zine and SD Beer Talk. I think, I want to say they asked to be on, like, early on, asked to be on the show, and I don't know why, I don't know what happened. I want
probably
to say,
the record time.
Yeah, I think it, I imagine.
I remember that, too, now.
Yeah. So
and they're like, oh, you do it when? Oh, no, thanks. Like,
oh.
How about Monday at 9 o'clock? And we're like, yeah, we're working.
Yeah. So Carl's bad, to be more precise. San Diego area. Super excited to have this.
I believe there's a racetrack in Carlsbad. If you ever want to race something.
Race something. They got really cool cans, the cool logo of... like a beer, like an IPA glass, pint, an IPA pint glass, I call them. I don't know, that's not, probably not the right term. And it's got roots going into the ground.
Roots.
It's pretty cool.
My roots are deep.
Was this a Greg from SD Beer Talk
donation?
Man, Greg. What will we do?
Now Mega SD Beer Talk.
This is good.
We've graduated.
I'm approving.
Whoa.
We've got Matt back into the show now. He's back. Along with Chew.
What are the Brew Report? Chew, you be here once again. Sorry. Uh-oh. I try to beat the 3-minute mark, but I can't always beat fucking Google. Anyways,
can never
beat
Google.
Anything, if you have not had anything from Smog City, let me know. I'll try to send that shit out to you.
We
all.
Get it. We get
another
it.
Another beer
here.
That
We're
I
cool.
had that was fucking delicious.
They're good. They're good. They make good
choice.
Beer.
Pizza Port and Alesmith. It's a triple IPA. Off the hook, guys. Find it.
Uh-oh.
Enjoy it. Taste it. Delicious freaking beer, Holmes.
Didn't we have
another thing is I've been really into barley. What's it called? Barley
Wine
Brewing Company. Oh. They have like these labels on their bottles. That's it. It's like the Mexican Loteria, Holmes. Good beers, tasty beers. I'll send some of that shit to you. Just let me know. I want to make sure you haven't had it. I want to send you shit you haven't had and logged in.
Yeah, we want to get our uniques out, bro.
oh, yeah, we should check these in.
Hopefully, when I do show up to Fresno, Holmes, I would really love to barbecue for you three and maybe even... a couple other peanut gallery members. If you're up for it, we need to lay it down and send some time for it, Holmes. My cooking skills are for you. I'll do whatever you guys want. I'll try to hook it up. I can do anything from like homemade fettuccine alfredo from scratch with grilled chicken and garlic. I can fucking hook it up with the pulled pork, beer can chicken, my ribs, my Jack Daniel ribs, that's it. My Guinness beef stew is off the chain. My culinary arts aren't like certified, but they are ghettoized. It's like straight from the heart. Just I love to cook, and I love beer. Other than that, guys, peace and love to everybody, Holmes.
Peace and love. Watch everybody's back.
Love everybody. I'm going to spread love. This is the year of love, Holmes.
Yeah.
So drink beer with friends and family hug each other.
Hug
and,
it out.
That's it, Holmes. Just chew your beer, and I'm out. Hey, Zach! Keep at it, homeboy. We'll hook up, Holmes. Chocotazo will be your Fresno staple.
Yes.
I can watch
it. Oh, my God. I can't wait
for that. Just happened?
Can't wait for that. Chew Beers offering his barbecue services, which sounds pretty rad.
Pulled pork.
I don't know why he doesn't have a YouTube channel showing how he does it. Maybe he doesn't want people to know.
Mm-hmm.
Chew Your Beer calls, and it makes me want to move back to Lakewood, Long Beach.
Long Beach. We'll take him to the Doghouse Grill and see if he can figure out how they make their barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Maybe he can do it. He probably can. He's probably just like, oh, that's just craft.
Just bullseye.
Yeah. I can make that in my sleep. Thank you, Chew. All the love and support, man. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Hey, Perfect Four. Hey, it's Evil Circle Driving.
Driving.
So, hey, I just got off a little bit with SD Beer Talks, Greg. So,
what?
Met up with him. I'm
drinking his beer. Drinks
over at Council Brewing on my way to HopCon down at Stone Liberty Station. So, did hit up Society before I went over to Council. Happy day. Those are two pretty good places. So, hopefully maybe I'll give you guys a little update on how HopCon is down at Liberty Station a little bit later. They are going to have Woot Sounds on taps of the five verticals.
Had it.
So I'll let you know how those guys are, depending on how the night goes. So keep up the good work, guys, and talk to you later. And also, chew your beer. I did call in, so a little late, but I did. So keep up the good work.
Chew your beer, Mr. Man. Like, you got to call in.
So is Evil Circle back in the SoCal? Is he done with the Central Coast?
Yeah, he was doing Central Coast, and he's there at HopCon at Stone Liberty Station. I've been there.
Oh, yeah? Actually, I have been there, too.
That's a pretty... Oh, it's a pretty rad place.
That's the only Stone I've been to.
What? Gosh, yep. Come on, man.
I know.
It's pretty cool they got that. Was it like a bocce ball court or something?
Yeah.
And then they got...
Big, like, cave-like restrooms.
Yeah, oh, the restrooms are crazy in there. Like, you think you're looking at a mirror, but it's like, actually, you're looking at the girl's side.
You're looking at the lady's side at the hand wash. Yeah.
You're like, I'm like,
Not in the bathroom, just at the hand wash
station. Come on, guys. You can't look in the bathroom.
No pervy stuff.
But you can look at
Porky's now.
You can look at them getting, prepped.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a trip. Like, because think you're looking. Like,
man, I look good today.
Yeah, you're like, wow. Man, my hair is on point today. Like, oh, wait.
My bump, it's flawless.
Yeah. It's a cool place. It's got a big patio, big outdoor area. Then the indoor area is cool. It's got like there's a bar in the center, and then it's got this creek that runs out of the bar.
Kinda. Yeah. Liberty Station kind of feels like a really cool college campus.
Yeah. Because I think it was a military base or military,
there you go.
Some sort of military offices or
so they all
barracks
converted
or
it to.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because, you can't see it from, when you park in a parking lot, you have no idea.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's like going through a school or office complex or something. And you're like, oh, there it is. It's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool.
Super cool. And really super close to Society.
Society's
good old-fashioned.
Not that far from modern times either.
Damn it.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Whoa. Double Paul.
I just made a startling discovery that will rock the beer world.
Holy
shit. Core.
Shh.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Hams and eggs.
Okay. Red ales age very well. Yes, it's true. Hmm. I had this
is it 'cause they're soulless?
Hopped bread from Mother Earth Brewing in my fridge for a long time. Just kept looking at it, kept thinking, maybe one of these days I'm going to grab it. So finally this evening, because I had nothing else in the fridge, I said, well, I guess I'll drink that, and worst case scenario, I'll pour it out. Well, I looked at the date at the bottom, 6/24/16, that's the Genesis date, so it's over a year old.
Whoa.
And it's fucking delicious.
Whoa.
A hot red ale, no problems whatsoever. Yeah, I love the fresh hop beers like everybody else, but goddamn, man, we need to focus on some more of these ageable, delicious beers.
Ageable.
Right?
Ageable beers.
Isn't it ironic?
Isn't it ageable?
Don't you think? The style of beer that was developed to survive like a 3-month ship voyage from England to India now can barely stand a
2 weeks.
2-day trip in a refrigerated truck up the coast, right?
Yep.
I love the fresh hoppy beers. I'm not ripping on them at all, but...
allegedly refrigerated.
Aging beers. All right. That's that. Over and out. Check you later. Keep up the good work.
He gets on to something that's, as being a hophead, it is frustrating. Like, we're so used to now to like these, you know, from Tioga, right? This burgeoned one, it's so fresh and stuff. And now we're just like spoiled, is like we're used to like week old beer, you know, beer that's only a week or two old. Now when something's like 2 or 3 months old, it's already just like, ah. This sucks.
Yeah,
that's a frustrating thing about being an IPA fan. It's like,
sorry, you like, stocked up on that store clerk, but I'm not buying it.
Yep, and yeah, that's got to be rough for store owners. Like, you just have these. If IPA's just been from 4 months ago, it's done.
It's done. Nobody will ever touch it.
Yep, and it's and that's the thing, because it's mostly educated drinkers drinking IPA, and they know not to. So you can't even, like, I'll still either unknowingly or even just knowingly still buy old beer, but it's a problem. It's a real problem. This IPA. We're expecting it to be too fresh.
This isn't super
fresh.
They
need to make them, you know, last a little longer. But apparently Reds, now we have to... I'm not a big Red fan. I like the style fine, but...
Yeah.
Matt's a big Red dude.
Mm-hmm. There used to be a Bear Republic that I liked. Red Rocket, I think.
Yeah.
Question mark?
Question mark?
Ed's Red, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. Technology needs to just make IPAs stay fresh for a year. Come on, technology. And the final voicemail of the week is from...
Hey, from before, hey, it's Evil Circle. Hopefully you made it in for this week from...
Whoa, double evil.
Get on the podcast. Got it in there. So calling in from HopCon down to San Diego.
So, oh, he's there.
It's the HopCon report.
Yes, Nick's not going to try all these shouts out. The guy here, you know, 5 years of...
yeah, Nick. Out.
Yeah.
Whoa, bunch of 5 years. Beer, bunch of station creation. So actually kind of getting tired of shouts, Nick. You know,
great. More for me.
A little bit of Mikey's deal. So keep up the good work, guys.
You can't shake me. You can't rattle me. I ain't scared.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
That was a HopCon report, and that was the voicemail.
5 years of Woot Stouts.
Woot Stouts vertical.
She called me up. Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Virgin, more virgin.
Virgin, you're
a
virgin.
I got bottom pour.
Bottom pour it. Take it.
All right, I'm taking a rest. Get there. Sorry, suckas.
See if the alcohol's hiding in the bottom.
This is the first one we've had tonight that's emptied out. We've emptied out the can. We've still got some left from all the other ones we've had.
See if the ABV's in the bottom of that one.
I still think it's Bergen, but...
Bergen? Bergen? Bergen. Bergen, Bergen. So did you guys see it?
No, I'm making a joke. Remember, they said it hides alcohol well.
Oh. You're hilarious. Mm. Dude, you...
Why am I still here?
Because you're hilarious. We keep you on. Oh, shit.
Looking out for beers.
Oh, yeah. Let's look into some beer releases that we're interested in. Or just beers. Maybe some whales, bro.
Whales.
I'm looking out for... This was brought up by Vinland Farms over there in California Fresh Market in San Luis Obispo, because he's carrying it. The Anchorage Brewing's Nelson Seven. Seven.
Are you French?
Seven. It's all Nelson, man. We've been talking about Nelson a lot. It's a Nelson Seven hop.
Seven.
I don't know if I'm saying that right, but... it's like all Nelson, bro, so I gotta try it, even though, you know, it's not an IPA technically. Mumford Brewing, it was mentioned earlier, Los Angeles area brewer Mumford, done deal IPA, a 6.9 IPA in a 16-ounce can with Denali Equinot? And Falconer's Flight hops.
There's a hole in the
sky. I don't think we've had a Mumford, have we?
Mumford Brewing?
Yeah. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge, Kelly, chew your beer.
I thought we've had a Mumford.
Maybe. Maybe Fontana Jim gave us a Mumford. I'm still looking out for Alpine in cans. It's just come out, but I haven't got it.
Do it.
Speaking of cans... look out for new to cans, it seems to me, like new in this format, the 16-ounce format, which is the format of the year in craft beer. 16-ounce cans, right?
The point can.
There's nothing hotter than a 16-ounce can. Like, if you're not in 16-ounce cans, you're nobody now. You're just no one. You got to have 16-ounce cans. Track 7, they got 16-ounce cans now. I saw one of our, I think he's a listener, I Like Beer 559. He may not be. We just may just follow him. But he had some of these new Track 7 60-ounce cans, one called Here Comes the Blood, double IPA.
Is that a Beatles reference?
I don't know. Bloomer's Cut IPA.
Bloomer's Cut.
Yellow Red Flag New England IPA. So I want to get some Track 7 16-ounce cans. Pure Brewing, San Diego area's Pure Brewing. They have more collabs coming. They have another Alvarado Street collab coming. Man. A collab with Bottle Logic, a collab with Beechwood.
What?
And a collab with Fieldwork. So they're just trying
to play with all the cool kids.
Yeah, they're just like only cool kids. So look out for more pretty rad Pure collabs. Modern Times, the one Modern Times I'm looking for right now is the Hedge Witch Dippa. It's a double IPA. It's in 4-pack, 16-ounce cans. Citra Amarillo hopped Hedge Witch. I don't know if we'll make it to Fresno or not, but I'm looking out for it just in case it does. Matt, Bearded Brewer, what are you looking out for, man?
Two beers I'm looking out for. From Alvarado Street, I'm looking out for Dwayne's World. It is a Nelson IPA. And then I'm looking out for one of my favorite brewers from work, from Tioga Sequoia. John Brazy got to make his beer on the full scale, which is going to be our next Art Hop release, and it's called Summer Vibes. It is a mosaic hopped IPL, and it is a very beautiful beer. Yeah, we had it in the tap room. People were unsure about it. They're like, who likes bloggers? Sold out of that shit quick. So
bloggers? Did you say bloggers?
So
everyone loves bloggers, right?
I'm excited for this beer to be coming out, and I plan on buying a case of it just for myself.
A case.
And I might send some to SD Beer Talk. I think he wants
a case, please.
We appreciate that. Keeping Greg happy. Matt's helping, you know, keeping Greg happy. Greg's keeping us happy.
I own beer anyways.
Well, Nick, what are you looking out for?
Well,
don't tell us your personal business, Matt. Come on. All the stuff you owe Greg.
He sends us good beer.
Yeah, he does.
Looking out for...
Luckily, his wife wants him to get, like, empty out his fridge.
Is he still sending us leftovers?
Yeah, it's, like, very lucky for everyone else. She's like, get all these damn beers out of the fridge. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Secretly, I've been messaging her, like, start bugging him about getting beer out of the fridge.
Greg, if you collect Volkswagen parts, I am your man. I will send you Volkswagen parts for beer.
Yes.
Because my wife wants me to get rid of that.
If you want a bunch of old beer bottles
empties
and nerdy stuff, my wife wants me to get rid of that. If you want those stuff,
there you go.
I can't do it though.
Oh no,
I can't do it. It
just can't be done.
Nope. What are you looking at for, Nick? Sorry.
Illustrated Man Dark Sour from Indie Brewing Company.
Yeah, Los Angeles, right? Aren't they in the LA area?
Maybe. I thought that was Texas.
I may be wrong about that.
Could be. I don't know.
Could be now something wrong. Now you
have me questioning.
Well,
I think this might be independent brewing.
Okay.
But they, Indy for short. We call the dog Indiana.
We call the dog Indiana.
Independent.
Junior?
Brewing.
Don't call me Junior.
What?
I like Indiana.
We're named your dog, Indiana.
Henry Jones Jr. What is this Jr.? Downtown Oakland.
What? This is throwing me off, bro. You're
way off.
Nah, not cool.
Samsonite,
great luggage.
Independent Brewing. Damn it, my wife is just in Oakland. I should have had her go there.
Well,
if they're the ones I'm thinking of, they make an Illustrated Man Dark Sour that I'm looking out for.
Dark Sour.
Here's one for Mikey. It's from New Jersey.
Yes.
Cape May Brewing Company's Coastal Evacuation. Double IPA.
I like it.
Yeah. You ever been to Cape May in New Jersey?
We were on the shore quite a bit. I did go to several places on the shore.
So no,
Cape May sounds shorey, so, but probably I don't remember.
It's inland.
Yeah. Oh, what? Damn it!
I'm just kidding.
Cape May, like way
you're inland coastal town. Uncape.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like coastal evacuation. That sounds terrible.
Well, they had a big hurricane come through but there. But cool a few years
beer
ago.
Name. House of Pendragon. This is for you hazy fans out there, a.k.a. not me.
Oh.
Force Ghost.
Aha. Uh-huh. Star Wars reference.
Star Wars reference.
Star Wars reference.
Tommy I'm going to have it. Tommy said, screw the Pendragon theme. I want a Star
Wars. Yeah, I know. He's like, he's got a lot of Star Wars beer names. I think maybe he wants to just like, you know what? I'm going to go with Star Wars reference now.
He just can't be contained.
Yeah. Game of Thrones only got one more season.
So go back to something with some longevity.
Let's go with some Star Wars. Star Wars may never end now that Disney has a hold of it.
Ooh, did you see the full-scale model of Star Wars Land?
I saw it. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, I saw it.
Just checking?
Yeah, of course. I haven't had a hazy beer from Pendragon. I'm interested in that. It's got to be done well.
You have a reason to try one now.
Mm-hmm.
Cool name.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he does stickers with that logo.
Has Pendragon... Are they going to have a crowler in the new place, the Hot PK? Is there going to be a crowler?
I don't see why they wouldn't, but I've not heard anything.
We don't have any breaking news to say that. House Spinjaggin will have a crowler. Oh, you know what?
Maybe not, because they're going to have guest taps, too.
You can't have a crowler with guest taps?
Well, I don't see them wanting to have to justify to every customer about how they can't
sell other
people's in a crowler.
That does kind of get crazy. Like,
yeah.
Hey, I want that Alpine Windows Up crowler.
Right.
Like, well.
No, we can't do that.
Can't really do that. Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, that would be annoying as an owner, business owner, just to be like, because you just only want to crowler your stuff. You don't want to crowler other people, bother, you know, do all the whole freaking thing with somebody else's beer.
Yeah.
Do you know about that, Matt? Was there a permit to crowler other people's beer?
No, I mean, if it's not your beer, you shouldn't be filling it into a vessel. But, I mean,
So, like, growlers, you can't be... Like, Southgate has guest taps, and they have growlers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, somebody can't growler another beer that's not Southgate's.
No. It's only Southgate beer.
Okay.
But... The difference, I guess,
if you have off-sale permit, you could sell anything, but do you want to?
It doesn't even qualify for that. I mean, there's no law allowing anybody to fill growlers other than brewery manufacturers. That's the difference. That's why, like, Whole Foods in Texas, you can fill a growler with anything because there's laws saying that you can do that. California doesn't have that law where you could fill a growler of anything unless you are... the establishment that makes it.
Right. Okay.
So, and that's also depends on how they license the business. If Pita Kebab takes the alcohol license, they can serve Pendragon beer, but they can't do growlers and crowlers out of that establishment. If House of Pendragon files for the beer license, they can serve guest taps because they have a kitchen on premise. So it also depends who pulled the license, whether it was Pita Kebab or House of Pendragon. So the ABC is, I mean, there's over 24 different types of licenses, and certain ones say you can have beer and wine and guest taps if you have food. And then there's ones that say that you can have hard alcohol, but you can't do growlers, but you could have your own beer. And so it all depends what you choose or who applies for it. You know, there's no way that Pita Kebab could apply for a type 1 license, which is a brewery, because they don't make beer. But House of Pendragon already has that, and they could extend it to this new location. It just depends who wants to be what in this place.
Wow.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do or can do or choose to do. I didn't mean to get all
I like
rule that book on you.
But. That was good. That's exactly what I wanted. We want to have once in a while actually provide information for a listener. Yeah. Once in a while.
I mean, we've always said at Tioga, if we had a permanent food situation that allowed us to have guest taps, we would have guest taps.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be afraid to have guest taps.
No, there's other people that make great beer, and there could be times where we don't are have there, that though? Style.
Get you some Sequoia there? In there.
There could be times... where we don't have those styles.
Wow.
Or
that was funny.
Okay.
There could be other breweries that we care a lot about, whether they're proteges of our brewer or just whatever the situation. We could just say these are people that we care about, that they make quality product, you know, whatever the situation.
Mm-hmm. Be like so. So you would have Sequoia beer.
Get some Sequoia in there finally.
Matt, this is fun. Matt's just no, stay away from that joke at all. Sequoia's a brew pub. Never mind.
Never mind.
I'm gonna back out of that.
Forever be confused.
So we're all good. I'm looking out for beers.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Wait.
One more looking out for.
But. If you are at Shaver Lake this weekend,
oh yes,
'tis the Shaver Lake Beer Festival. Look out for Zach's Brewing.
Zach's is out there.
He's got the Plan C on tap.
Plan C. Remember what beer the was
Foggy
that?
Series.
Oh yeah,
it's his hazy.
Oh, that's like IPA. because it's like the bus plan, plan yeah. C, foggy days.
Foggy days, unfiltered.
We have our bus schedules. If it's really foggy, then the buses run on a different schedule. Plan C.
Plan C, unfiltered.
That's freaking deep reference. I like that.
IPA. So he's going for, check this out.
I'm checking it out. I'm ready.
Azaka, Equinox, Citra, and Mosaic hops in the Plan C, as well as Golden Promise, White Wheat, and Vienna malts. And it comes in, it looks like
the old Vienna malts.
It looks thicker than orange juice, if that's possible.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Or no, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah.
Okay.
That was some thick-ass beer.
It's thick.
Because, yeah, I want to say Pine and Palm, he's got one that looks like...
Yeah. Freaking
looks like a thick as a mofo one.
I actually haven't talked to Roger in a while, but he's been at the Shaver Lake Beer Festival before, so he might be up there, too.
Might have Pine and Palm.
Slinging some haze.
Is Fortiter going to be up there?
They might be.
Man, all the up-and-comings
yeah.
up there. So cool. I'm sure Tyoga will be, too.
Go try some hazies.
Go try some hazy and Shaver. Becky and I want to go to that. We want to go to that. But she looked into, like, places, like calves or whatever. Yeah. Everything's booked.
Oh.
The whole town of Shasta is booked for this thing.
Wow.
Can't stay anywhere in Shasta.
Damn.
So you got to, like, you got to either have a reliable driver to drive you down the hill...
come it's, barreling down. Yeah.
To be after a beer festival up there and then come back down the Fresno, that's treacherous.
Yeah, that'd be treacherous dangerous. Run.
So you definitely want to have a room up there or not come down here, just have a sober driver. So look out for that, guys. And look out for this.
Whoa.
Oh, did you get that?
Are you literally doing a bin caught drinking right now?
Bin caught drinking right now. Right in front of you guys. Just gold! Blatantly. This is another Bergen. Bergen? Bergen, Bergen. From Greg, I'm assuming another Greg.
Whoa.
I'm getting top pour. I just handed Matt my beer I poured. I've done that before. Not the first time.
You're taking the can.
You going around the left or right of the podcast dial. Everyone get a taste, man. An oldie but a goodie.
We're taking it back.
What's this one called again, Nick?
Mixed greens.
Mixed greens. It does. I do get a salad. I mean, I'm very susceptible to what people say, and that does. I do get like a salad, an IPA salad.
So they took my advice and they listed the malt bill on here for all the malt heads out there.
Malt bill, bro.
Two row.
Check. Yep. Yep.
Vienna.
Yep. Getting that.
Flaked rice.
Yeah, got that flaked rice.
Cara foam.
No, I wasn't getting cara foam, bro.
Brace yourselves.
Okay, everyone. So, grab on to something. If you're driving, pull off the road right now. Pull off the road. Let's wait for the listener to get this finest signal right. Get off safe
space. Clear space.
Safe spot on the road. All right. I'm ready.
It's not three row. It's not four row. Six row.
What? There's a six row?
Rows.
Six rows.
Six rows deep.
Whoa. That is a deep home run.
6 rows deep.
Splash zone.
Splash down.
Oh, yeah, that's a giant thing. Sorry, Mike.
Don't bring up giant things.
Don't bring up giant.
Boo.
What do they have? What's their... do they hit some skyscraper in Oakland?
No, well, now they have a thing. The holy cow lights up when they hit a homer. The
holy cow.
That's from our radio announcer. That's why you'd say, holy cow.
Holy cow.
But
like Hugh Howell.
That's our thing. Yep. In center field, the holy cow lights up.
The holy cow lights up. There you go. And dextrose. Was that a malt? Dextrose. Sure. Yes. It's under the malt category.
Dextrose is.
Ready for the hops?
All right, let's get ready. Get your Moleskine notebook out. Let's write all the hops down.
6 varieties.
6? I could have told you.
They do not care about the hops. Like, yeah, yeah, there's hops
like
in it.
There's like 6 of them.
There's like 6 in there.
We're not going to tell you.
But the malts, bro.
The malts, bro.
We'll spill the beans on the malts.
See, I don't think... I think if I had a brewery, maybe one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really seriously thinking about... possibly home brewing at some point here again.
Yeah.
I, you know, back in the day, I used to think about that all the time before the show started.
Right.
And I got away from now. I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to do that at some point here. That damn 5-hour block of time is what fucks me up.
Going to dust off the old Mr. Beer kit.
Yep. Huh? The old Mr. Beer kit. There it is. Just sitting there.
Waiting.
Waiting.
Patiently.
Like, come on.
Come on.
Make it Mr. Beer.
It's easy.
It's easy. Just put it in a plastic tub. That's all you got to do.
There's children making meth out there. You can't even brew a beer? What's the matter with you?
Come on. Just brew a beer.
Just brew a beer.
Say American lager? Is that what it says?
Oh, yeah. American lager, man. Nothing better than American lager.
I believe it's a soft L. Yager.
Big Cod Drinking! We did the music, right? Yeah, we did the music.
Oh,
open up your untap. Look at stuff you were doing in this past week of drinking. Matt, what have you been drinking this week?
Everything this week's been a lot of repeats. Only 2 beers that have stood out per normal, well, out of the normal, is I was hanging out with the Jason Squires, a.k.a. Hammer.
Oh, radio personality.
And we had a little
stream. Do you guys have a podcast versus radio discussion ever?
No. We don't
know. Shop. No talk shop.
Mikey's disappointed.
Don't talk. Cause,
let me at him.
Yeah. The Hammer is a high level radio personality, local radio personality on Rock, New Rock 104.1.
New Rock.
So I thought maybe there'd be like a podcaster versus radio.
He voices a couple of stations, but yeah. No, I mean, we don't. We talk about work things and we talk about beer things and we talk about music things, but we don't ever really go radio podcast.
Well, let's start doing that. I want to try to put a wedge between your friendship.
Nope. So anyways.
Mikey steps in. Hey.
Hey, how about that podcasting, huh? Way better than radio, right? Am I right?
Am I right?
It's the future, right?
But our friend Aaron was in town, and so we got to hang out with him and dropped him off at the hotel. And then Jason and myself went over to Strummer's, and we were drinking the beers there. I was drinking on Sierra Nevada Pale, clearing out their shelf.
Trying to help.
Yeah.
Well, looks like you need some space there. Let me get those.
Those are getting a little bit old. Let me.
He was sipping on the PBRs, and we ended up going over.
Was there a Hams beer in there at all?
Nope.
Ah, oh,
then
sucks.
Walked over to Vinny's after that. And then ended up going the Lagunitas route. Had an IPA, and then saw another friend there, and ended up. They handed me a Lagunitas Little Something, which is, I hadn't had one of those in a while, so it was nice to get back to that beer. So those were the only new things. Everything else was kind of...
Could you taste the Heineken in it?
Everything else was just kind of new, just repeats or nothing that really stands out.
Bah, man. Unstanding out week.
Clearing the fridge.
Sometimes you just got to put in some grunt work on a week and just like, hey, I got to make some room. Let's just drink these beers, and next week we'll do some fun new beers. But this week's about clearing. All right. Yeah. It's a good clear week.
Cleanup week.
Nick, did you have a cleanup week or?
No. Kind of no. Had some Mother Earth Say When IPA, which is a
where'd you get them?
Throwback Stevens Ice Chest. I don't know where he found that. It might have been.
You said throwback, so I'm not that interested anymore.
Not a throwback. Not like East Coasty, but remember when fruited IPAs were a thing? And this haze bomb vaguely. Craze?
This haze made me all haze. My memory's hazy. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I'm talking like 2014.
For haze beers.
Yeah, so like 2014 when things
when pineapple and grapefruit.
Mango and, yeah.
Sculpin. All the Sculpin flavors.
All the Sculpins. Yeah, so this was in that vein. Kind of like, it probably would have been terrible back then, but now, compared to the hazy stuff, it was really good.
Oh. Root beers are winning now, since haze beers.
Makes you miss.
You're all, man, at least this isn't hazy.
Days gone by. Pizza Port's 20th Strong Ale Festival Stout. It was a waxer. Waxy taxi. Dog is getting comfortable.
Louis is taking producer Becky's seat right now.
It's mine. This is mine.
What else, ma'am?
And a Drake's Barrel Aged Draconic. Another waxy taxi. Very nice. Big
the
beer.
Draconic.
Yes,
the Draconic. I think we have one in the fridge, right?
Ooh, do we still? We didn't drink that?
Or what's the one we drank last week? I think we have. I think that's in the fridge.
Do we have any more of those foraging raccoons?
Well, speaking of, my big cod chicken, I bought a foraging raccoon.
Nice.
With my own monies.
Legal purchase.
A legal purchase of foraging raccoon.
Sanctioned purchase.
Because I was buying it for Dorktown. I was like, oh, Bells will want to try this. But then Dorktown didn't happen.
Oh.
So then I had the beer all to myself.
Son of a.
It was disappointing. We're behind on Dorktown. If you're a Dorktown listener, you're like, what the hell's going on? We're having a long little summer break here, but they'll be back next week. I promise.
Sure.
Sure. Probably.
Heard that before.
Probably. So yeah, had that foraging raccoon. It's good. So good. I've had it on tap now. I've had it because it's on tap at the brew pub there in front of the movie theater.
Brew pub.
That Mad Duck.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Duck has it on tap right now. Speaking of guest taps at a brewery. That was all yours, right, Nick?
Yes.
Your bank accounts? Okay.
Because I did not untap anything, so.
You like, stayed away from untapped this week. Totally forgot to
do it. Oh, I had Zach's Brewing's new Berliner Weisser, Boysenberry Berliner.
Wow. What made him think to do a Berliner Weiss?
Probably.
Just for the hell of it? Or?
Yeah. Probably Scotty B.
Hey, Chief, you got to do a Berliner
Weiss. Testing the waters. He's you know, he's got brewery on the brain, so he's got to figure out what he's going to...
You got brewery on the brain, guy. Yeah, sit down.
He's got to figure out what styles he's going to have in the brewery.
Mm-hmm. The brewery. Yeah. I had from Kern River Brewing, Gravity Check.
That's a good beer.
Our boy.
That's a good beer.
It is dank. That is the most pot smelling, tasting IPA in the history of beer.
Yeah.
Adrian is just doing it up, man. He's going full bore Adrian with that beer. Mm-hmm. And if you like those kind of dank beers, find Gravity Check, man. Holy crap. I was like, man, this is aggressive. I think I got high from just the aroma.
Nice.
The aroma on that beer. Pretty sure.
Some kid walked up to your door and, hey, man, you got any? No, it's just a beer. I'm just drinking beer.
No, it's just beer, man.
Go away.
Yeah, right, jerk.
I stepped up and had a Hop Nookie a while back.
Yeah?
And I was like, ooh, this is good.
Yeah, man. Adrian's doing good stuff up there in Kern. I finally had this because of, I hear all this talk, especially Matt, the ice from Modern Times. Mm-hmm. I gotta have it. I'm like, I bought it. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yeah. How'd that go?
All right. Pilsner style beer, probably the top level you could do with the Pilsner. The straight Pilsner couldn't get any better. Great. But it did make me realize, like, I'm used to IPLs, not just drinking a Pilsner. So I'm like, I was missing the hop part.
There was not much hops.
No, it is just straight Pilsner. Uh-huh. It's like the best Pilsner you'll have, but it's still just a Pilsner. I'm like, nope, I need hops. I need hops in my Pilsner, so I'm all IPLs from now on. But yeah, if you want just Pilsner beer, you're not going to do any better than that. And so get it.
Yeah, so
but I was definitely missing the hop part of the IPL because I'm just so used to the IPLs. Firestone, the Luponic number 6.
Whoa.
Have you guys had number 6?
No, I've been drinking those other ones, the Leo versus okay. Horus.
Well, we can have one here. I got them.
You got
You're
it.
You're welcome to them. This is very underwhelming. Just like, wow, this is boring. I was bored by it. Sorry, nothing here. I'm bored.
I'm dead, and you're boring me back to death.
Boring me. And I busted open a Libertine bottle. Shh.
Nice.
Don't tell the guys the perfect part. Oh, yeah,
don't tell them.
Producer Becky had her. We had some in-laws over her aunt, their mamas, and they were drinking like...
And that's who you chose to...
No. Listen, hear me out. They're drinking those fruity, not beers, but the lambics. They're drinking lambics.
Yes, yes.
And they like drinking the lambics. They're like low alcohol, fun to drink. But we ran out pretty quick because they're down in them lambics, man. So I'm like, all right, I got to do something here. I don't feel like going and making a lambic run.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we got some Libertines in here. Ooh. Let's see what I could do. All
right.
And I pulled out the Edna table saison.
Yeah.
I was drinking. I drank most of it. Ooh. Like they didn't get much of it. I'm just like, I just kept drinking it. Had a good time with it. The Edna table saison.
Very nice. Libertine. So that's a lambic substitute, huh?
Yes. Well, as best I could do.
Yeah.
Saison. As far as I'm concerned, it's close enough to a lambic.
And so what you're saying is?
I had a 4-pack of Revision IPA.
Nice.
And it has been so solid. Like I said, it's one of the top 3 running for beer of the year for me right now.
Wow.
Midway through the year.
Yeah.
Revisions looking strong. But this 4-pack, I could tell, had been through some trauma.
Uh-oh.
It did somewhere. I don't think it was old. I think it had been warm, maybe a couple times. I think it had not been cold the whole time. At some point, it warmed and then cold and then warmed again, cold or something. It had that temperature. It had been through some temperature trauma, so it wasn't quite on point as it usually is. But not. I don't think that's fault of Revision at all. I think it's just. Sometimes when Save Mart at Herndon and Milburn has your beer, who knows what's going to happen to it.
Oh, no.
I think it was on a loading dock for a while. I think that was wrong.
We've had some heaters lately.
Yep. We've been hot around there. So that's how I've been caught drinking. At Mikey Top Pour or at Dorktown on Untapped, Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
Mm-hmm.
Nick is the Nick 80.
See.
And that works for all the social media as well. Mikey Tupor, the Nick 80, Matt, or Bearded Brewer 87. So, what's up, Browns? We don't have a beer to open up right now, but we can get one as we head into the. Put the landing gear down and start heading our way into the runway. with
cheers, cheers,
nice segue.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers. Cheers, 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 cheers.
Died.
Oh, nice. Can I have your Star Wars lunchbox?
Sure.
When in Alaska, do as the Alaskans do. Alaska Brewing Company.
That was Oprah.
That was Oprah.
Just getting fucked up. Out in Alaska.
When Alaska, do as the Alaskans will do.
Alaskans do. Stedman. Take me home. Yeah. I fucking love Alaska.
Hey, a beer.
Yay.
I love gold.
I love gold.
I win. I did it first.
You win last pour.
Doing. You win last pour. Somebody else is going to talk about this beer. It's going around the table. Who donated that beer?
Another ants.
Ants. What do we got, Nick?
Is this a Star Trek reference?
What's it say?
Logical choice?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe a
Star Trek. Is the collab.
Mm-hmm.
This is the aforementioned collab. No, who was it? Evil Circle was talking about it.
Okay.
Or was it Fontana?
Was it Fontana? Evil Circle?
This is the Pizza Port Alesmith Collab Triple IPA. Logical choice.
Well, it's good that I pulled that out. Good I pulled out. Cheers. Cheers as we figure out this beer here. Cheers to our golden gods. Who are the golden gods? What's going on with the golden gods? The golden gods are the nice... super awesome people that donate money to the show every month. $5 or more. They donate money to the show just because they're awesome. And that goes for helping pay for the little expenses of running a podcast like files, you know, file hosting and file mic cabinets. Here, there, and beer. We've got beer expenses, so...
Charging ports.
Right now, that's what all the money goes to. It goes right back into the show. So, thank you, everyone that donates money, all the golden gods. PerfectPourPod.com, and look at the show notes. Look at... You can click on things to go to Patreon or Patreon.com/PerfectPour. Become a gold god. You can for being a gold god, you get to... Hear the show a couple hours before everyone, a few hours before everyone, like Thursday, late Thursday night, you can listen to the show instead of Friday morning. So that's something. And then the tailgate session where we're just hanging out doing our show notes. And then the occasional early release of other stuff we do. So thank you always, man, for the support. Very genuinely, thank you. And cheers to... On Instagram, people, 2-3 brews, 2 as the word 2, and then the number 3 brews. Always Crafty by Nature. Crafty by Nature has just been Crafty by Nature BR on social media. He's been doing a lot of getting into a lot of beer reviews and stuff. Hoptology SD, that dude from 3BZ. He's a pretty cool dude. Some people on Untappd, Jared Murphy, Galastig, and Colin Salomon and his wife. His wife made him listen to the Perfect War on a trip in Colorado. So he's like, yeah, my wife made me listen to you guys. And then he made Perfect War. So I guess he's in. We've got him. And Resident_UFO, Carlitz, And everybody, man, everybody that shares the show, talks about the show, gives their subscribes to the show. These are all the things you can help. If you want to be a golden god, that's cool. Or you can't be. You can help the show by just talking about us, man. Word of mouth is a huge deal for us and helps us out a lot. Or just talking about us on your social media. Everything helps, man. We appreciate it. So cheers. Cheers, Matt. You have some people to cheers?
Cheers out to some fellas at El Segundo. They came by recently. One of our...
Really?
They did a little exchange with one of our brewers. And so it's like, oh, they're going to come to town. And so cheers out to them. And I'm looking...
So El Segundo was at Tioga?
Yeah, they just happened
to be... Some El Segundo guys?
Happened to be in the area.
Did they hang out and drink and stuff?
Yeah, they did. And I just... It was just a brief introduction. It was like, hey, this is what John has for you. This is what you have for John. I hope you guys have a good time. Let me know if you need anything. Just simple exchange, but looking forward to trying a couple of the beers that they dropped off.
They make great beers, and El Segundo's on point. The IPA.
El Segundo.
Who else? Is there all the cheers?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nick, you have cheers? You have the cheersing?
Cheers to McDoobie, Instagram. McDoobie. Find my drunk friends. Is this a real app?
Yeah.
No.
It's kind of bro-y, I think. I don't know. I may be wrong.
Craft Punk NYC. Taylor Farney on Instagram. And cheers to... SD Beer Talk for having to get it with Evil Circle.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah, Evil Circle's like, I'm in San Diego. Somebody get me.
Somebody like, get
me. I'll hook it up, man.
Have a get it.
Cheers to all those people.
Yes.
Cheers to you, the Perfect Poor Listener. All getting the listeners. All the way through to the end. You and Oprah.
You survived.
I assume Oprah is listening to this on her way back from Alaska.
She is.
I love craft beer shows now.
Are we going to be in Oprah's favorite craft beer shows?
Oh, man. If we get a shout out from Oprah, we're in.
Dang.
It's over.
Gold sticker.
We become number one.
Yes.
Somebody finally unseats Craft Beer Radio as number one craft beer podcast ever. Yeah. Wow.
Will we have to be under the audience chairs for Oprah's favorite
you
things?
You get a craft beer podcast. You get a craft beer podcast. We all get a craft beer podcast.
Nice.
You have a favorite beer of the episode?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I don't think we've talked about this beer we're having right now.
Which? Oh, the triple?
The mixed greens?
No.
No.
What are we having? Logical choice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, logical choice.
Really good aroma. I like that it's a triple.
Oh, man.
A 12-ounce triple. Wait. Is this the perfect situation, a 12-ounce triple?
It kind of is, huh?
What, haven't we been asking for this our whole lives?
We need a 12-ounce triple.
A truffle.
A truffle.
Yes.
It's a good 12-ounce
triples are now called truffles.
That's a good truffle. It's a good truffle beer. Truffle.
I don't believe I've ever had a triple in a 12-ounce can before.
I don't think so either. It sounds weird. But it's like weird, but also probably how they're supposed to be.
Well, that was the whole reasoning behind Firestone's switch to 12-ounce bottles was, oh, it's too much for one sitting.
Yeah, but we all knew that was bullshit.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that technically might be right, but you're bullshitting us.
Yeah. You're also upping the price, which is not helping.
Boo.
Boo.
That's because they're bought out, dude. It's a bought out kind of move.
It's a buyout move. That's so I'm going to say this. Move. This collab, the last collab, is my favorite. The
last collab's your favorite. Mm-hmm. I think Universal Secret was my favorite of the week.
I saw you guys digging that one. You bottom poured the hell out of that one.
Yeah, bottom poured it real hard. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, everyone, thank you. You, thank you all. PerfectPoorPod.com, at PerfectPoor on social media. Have fun. Have fun. But be safe. Be safe. Have fun. We'll see you next week. Keep in touch. Keep in touch all week. Yeah, but this is a Perfect Poor, and the Sunburns are a band playing music right now.